Hello and welcome to Am I Boring Yet podcast. Now, this was originally for a 16-year-old who thought that she was boring, but she's grown up now and she realizes that, hey, she's not actually boring. And she actually has some good fucking topics to talk about, finally. She's gonna get into politics here soon in college. I'm so sorry about that. I don't even know if you can hear that. Anyways, and I think I'm going to revamp this, this podcast, because I have so much to talk about, so many opinions to give, so many point of views, so many people that I can interview now and talk to, and I just have so many ideas. And no, I am not manic. I am just excited because I have a voice. I just don't use it. I do use it, but not, I don't know. I think you know what I mean. Anyways, so welcome to the revamp. I'm going to be talking about political point of views from a teenager. I'm going to be talking about poems that I've written, some stories that I've read, some news that I've listened to, a whole bunch of other stuff that I am learning that I want to genuinely talk about, that I'm interested in, that I'm passionate about. So yeah, enjoy. Welcome to the first episode of the revamp. Today I am going to read a art piece that I've written for an art show, but I never submitted it, and I regret that, but, you know, I can still share it now. Actually, my boyfriend suggested that I share it more often, because I don't think I've showed many people this, so I might as well share it online, on here. So, I apologize if my reading is awful, so let's go. So it's called Delicate Brain, and the theme of that year was I Matter Because. So here it goes. The human brain is delicate. The tiniest things can affect the chemistry, the thoughts, the actions. People can affect the brain. I can affect the brain. I matter because I affect others. The simplest of compliments, the softest hug, a one-time hello can positively affect the brain, creating a chemical that stimulates happiness, also known as serotonin. I have been taught throughout all my years of school to treat others how you want to be treated. I take that to heart. Back in elementary school, there was this boy. He seemed to be grumpy, cheerless, a real Scrooge. I never could understand why he was that way. It never stopped me from trying to show him my kindness. In fact, one day, I went up to him and simply gave him a hug. His first reaction was to push me away, which is quite understandable. As a young girl, I had not known what boundaries were. I thought that he hated me. Days went by and he just ignored me, until I was in the school library checkout line, waiting to check out a Rainbow Fairy collection book. When he walked out of nowhere and gave me the strongest hug. At the time, I did not think much of it. However, looking back at it now, I realized that I had made a difference. I cannot know if he still thinks about it now, but I do know that something had changed in him to give me that hug. I matter because I can make a difference. Humans are social beings. They require care, touch, love, sympathy, and attention. They want to be heard. They crave the courage to be able to speak, for someone to hear their plea, to feel it. I matter because I'm able to give people that courage, to lend a helping hand, to understand what they're going through, to empathize. Instagram is a social media platform where people of all ages from all around the world can post, whether it is about what they just ate, how they look, a new movie, or an advertisement. One night, I was scrolling through my feed when I saw that my best friend had posted on her account that she felt as though no one understood her. Her post consisted of a beautiful yet dark poem. It read that she had sweet but bitter memories with pills, that they comforted her, but had also numbed her. Immediately upon seeing the post, I messaged her. I asked her to call me. That way I could hear her voice so she could hear mine. The first words she said to me were, "TJ, you saved my life." She explained to me her pain, why she felt as though she was happy on pills, that she did not want to be on them, but she craved it. I listened for hours. That's what she needed, for someone to hear her. She has been sober for 4 months as of October 2020. I was and still am humbled by her struggle and her strength and inspired by it. I matter because I can help people through their struggles. Scars are not always visible. The body and mind is a history book of scars, mentally and physically. I matter because I am still here. I am breathing, blinking, thinking. I am alive. I matter because I use my battle scars to help others, not to mourn about the past, but to show others that anyone can make it through. Having these scars enables me to connect with others who may be having a rough time. It exemplifies that I have been through moments where there is tremendous pain, but I persevered through it. I have become stronger, wiser, and more courageous. I have become stronger. December 12, 2019, that was the day that I gave up. I did not want to try to become a better person. I felt as though my dad would never forgive me for what I had done. That was when I thought I had become a liability and the only solution was to get rid of the root completely, to end my life. However, that is not how you bloom and grow from mistakes. Like a rose, there is the roots, the stem, and the petals. Like a human, there is the soul, the body, the skin. To bloom, you need to grow the roots, to plant them. Then you can watch the stem grow. After that, you get the beautiful petals, the beautiful skin. Since that day, I have learned that I need to continue to have moments where I bloom. Yes, there are days when a flower wilts, but I can persevere through it. It may have felt so dark and lonely in that moment, but I found that way to get through the pain and blew. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I'm getting emotional. I found that way to get through that pain and bloom beautifully in the end. I have become more wise. When I was around the age of 5 or 6, I had broken a bone. Now I do not have a physical scar from having a broken bone, but I do have a mental scar. I know now not to run into swings. I remember that I had hurt. My family and I were at a park. My brothers had been on the swings the whole time we were there. I wanted to swing on the swing. I grew to be impatient, began to tell them off that they didn't, but they did not listen. So I ran up the swings, not knowing what would hit me. Ba-dum-tsh. Sorry, I added that pun. I remember being flung up in the air and slamming down on the bark. They jumped off the swings and immediately took me to the black van. Do not remember much after that, but I have become more patient. I have become more courageous. I used to be afraid of the dark, that something might be there watching. I had this nightlight from the dollar store plugged into the outlet across from my bed. That way I could see it, so I knew there was light until I unplugged it. I used to be afraid of swimming in the deep ends of a pool, scared that I was going to drown until I joined the swim team. I'm afraid of what people think of me, and I am still trying to overcome that fear by having a podcast. I am telling people about myself without knowing what they think. I've been overcoming these fears because I know that in order to move forward, I need to take that step. I can tell people my experiences and what I've learned. I matter because I can connect with others. I matter because it's a line I never thought I would write about. Surely I've put into thought into why others matter, but never really why I mattered. I realized after a lot of reflection that I do matter. I matter because I affect people. I matter because I can help people. I matter because I can relate to people. I matter because. Okay, DJ. So yeah, hopefully you're not crying. It's better for some people if you read it. If you're not one of those people, I hope you enjoyed listening to it. I'm sorry if I sounded off, out of breath. It was just the, I don't know. You heard my brother. Anyways, you know what? Let me know in the comments of my Instagram, what you think about it, I guess. I don't know if I'm actually gonna post this now. Kind of getting nervous. Oh, come on, TJ. I don't know. It's weird posting something like that online. and thinking that someone's going to hear it, someone's going to actually listen to you, someone's going to, you know, care to listen. I don't know. Like, when I was writing this, I was thinking about how it's not hard to be nice. It's not at all. It's not hard. And the way you act can literally affect everything. Everything about a person. You can... any word that you say, if you don't choose your words right, you're gonna spark a chemical in their brain that causes a reaction that's gonna affect their delicate brain. That's why I named it Delicate Brain. That's something I'm passionate about. So yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. See you later. Am I boring yet?